Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month in Australia. Breast cancer is the most common life-threatening cancer from Australian women who have a 1 in 7 chance of developing it in their lifetime. An initiative new trial at Fiona Stanley is helping surgeons locate cancer-affected tissues and treat them early on. With us today, we've got Claire Bradshaw, a clinical nurse consultant at Fiona Stanley Hospital, to talk to us about breast cancer and this exciting new trial. Welcome, Claire, and thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, especially given that it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's a really important month for us, so it's wonderful to be here.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming on. So Claire, what's involved in your role and how does this relate to breast cancer?
So I'm a nurse that specialises in breast cancer and there are many breast care nurses throughout WA. And our role is about emotionally supporting the women going through this journey. We offer education. We act as the patient's advocate. And we also help them navigate through all of their tests, their appointments and their treatments. So we're there from usually from the beginning and all the way through, and we're a really important role in trying to help them psychologically get through everything.
And so, Claire, with all your background and everything, I want to know, how common is breast cancer in women especially?
So, unfortunately, it is common. In Australia, there's 1 in 7 women that will be diagnosed. That equates to 56 women or men per day. In terms of the numbers for this year, there'll be over 20,000 women that are diagnosed with breast cancer and over 200 men. That's just this year. And unfortunately, there is over 3,000 breast cancer patients that will lose their battle with breast cancer. So it is quite a common disease in Australia. But I think the important thing to remember is early screening, early diagnosis has a great survival rate.
So 1 in 7, that's a huge number to consider. I want to know, how is breast cancer diagnosed?
So we do what we call a triple assessment, and that includes three different areas. So first one is a clinical exam. This can be done by your GP or a breast specialist. It involves imaging, most commonly a mammogram and an ultrasound, so that we can have a look at the areas within your breast tissue. And then obviously we need some tissue diagnosis. So we do a biopsy to actually know that we're dealing with cancer.
And what are the main risk factors associated for breast cancer?
Well, unfortunately, getting older is a risk factor for all cancers, specifically in breast, being female, because we have a lifetime exposure to estrogens. There are a few other things that are considered to increase people's risks. So family history, if people have got young family members that have had breast cancer, whole body radiation increases women's risks of breast cancer, unfortunately, and also having another diagnosis of breast cancer previously.
So, Claire, what can people do to reduce these factors of risk of breast cancer later on in life, particularly?
So the recommendations are across the board for all cancers. Leading a healthy lifestyle is very important. So maintaining a healthy weight, not smoking, keeping your alcohol intake to a minimum, and exercise are really important factors. For breast cancer and specifically, it's also being proactive about your body and seeking treatment with your GP if you're concerned about anything.
So I mentioned a little bit earlier in my introduction about a new trial at Fiona Stanley. Can you tell us a little bit more about it and what are mag seeds?
Yeah, sure. The mag seeds are tiny. They're only 5 millimetres magnetic surgical steel. And they're tiny little seeds that we implant into very, very small cancers. So what it allows is it allows the surgeons to effectively remove the cancer without having to take away a lot of the breast tissue. So with the national screening program, it really allows us to find really, really small cancers. So that's why it's so important, especially in Breast Cancer Awareness Month, to actually go and get your screening done and check your boobs and, you know, really important to go and see your GP if you're concerned.
This MagSeed trial seems really great, and it's an amazing initiative. Can you tell us why this trial is so exciting in particular?
Well, unfortunately for women that have early breast cancer, on the day of surgery, there's a lot of preoperative procedures that we need to do, and this adds a lot of distress for them on their day of their operation. And the great thing about the mag seeds is we can implant them into the patient well before their surgery date, and it reduces their distress on their day of their operation. So it really improves the patient's experience.
Amazing. So I want to know how long this trial will be going for.
We're recruiting really well, and so early next year I think we'll be at our recruitment numbers, and then we'll evaluate the evidence, but I'm really excited that the evidence will show that we will bring this into our regular practice.
So, Claire, where can people go for more information on breast cancer and Breast Cancer Month as well?
So there's a lot of information on the internet, sometimes too much, and it can be very daunting and overwhelming. We generally try and direct people to verified and evidence-based websites, so things like Cancer Australia, the Cancer Council, Breast Cancer Network Australia, and our local organisation, Breast Cancer Care WA, are all really, really good websites to get further information from.
Fantastic. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the program, chatting about this new trial happening at Fiona Stanley, and of course Breast Cancer Awareness Month happening this month in October. Thank you so much for joining us, Claire.
Thank you very much.
That was Claire Bradshaw, a clinical nurse consultant at Fiona Stanley Hospital, chatting with us about National Breast Cancer Awareness Month and the initiative New Trial happening at Fiona Stanley, which will help surgeons locate cancer-affected tissues and treat them. And as Claire said, for more information, I'm going to reiterate the websites. Cancer Australia website is a fantastic resource, Cancer Council WA website, Breast Cancer Network Australia website, and the Breast Cancer WA website, and also, as we always say every week, the Healthy WA website. That's healthywa.wa.gov.au.